What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are now tuned in to another episode of A Game Podcast, and I'm your host, Ron Sue. And of course, I have my co-host with me, my brother, my partner in crime.
Yo, yo, what's good?
What's going on, baby?
Chilling, man, chilling, chilling.
Now, unless you have been living under a rock for the past couple weeks, past couple of months, and either that or you just, you know, you simply don't know, you just don't care. Yesterday, you know, breaking news was LeBron James signed a 4-year deal to go and play for the Los Angeles Lakers for $156 million. And Slim and I will be discussing, giving our thoughts and our opinions basically on that move, the signing, and pretty much what we think about him joining the Los Angeles Lakers. Magic Johnson evidently proved once again he's a genius, he's a mastermind, and, you know, pretty much a big time move for the organization. So with that being said, and without further ado, let's get right into it. Slim, give me your take, your opinion on LeBron signing and opting to go with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, I mean, when I heard about it, it really wasn't a surprise. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've been hearing whispers for the past couple weeks that it could be L.A., you know, it could be Philly. And, you know, worst case scenario, it would be him staying in Cleveland. You know, what I was shocked at was the fact that it happened on a Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, waiting for Monday, Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes during the week. But the fact that it was breaking news on a Sunday evening, and then it was almost like one of those moments where, you know, like almost an event that happens that if somebody asks you, where were you when X happened?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those moments that you remember because you called me crazy. You know what I'm saying? DMs is going crazy. Right. Twitter is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's breaking news. I mean, it was just one of those things. But as far as my take on it, I think LeBron has proven himself to not only be the best player in the world today, but also the most prepared player in terms of his business. You know what I'm saying? I think this dude is a phenomenal businessman. And I think a lot of times, because of the fact that we haven't really seen a player conduct themselves in this manner during their playing years, it's just hard to kind of grasp the fact that it is a business. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, is set up in such a way where players have an opportunity to choose where they want to go when that time comes. You know what I'm saying? So nobody has fulfilled his obligation for his team more than him. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to say the first 7 years in Cleveland or the last or the next four in Miami and then the four that he had in Cleveland again, you know what I'm saying? It's like this dude is always on the court. You know what I'm saying? He always plays. He always gives, you know, his all. You know what I'm saying? He's a consummate professional. You know, his numbers, they never waver. You know what I'm saying? You look at his career stats, his numbers are the same. 27-7-7. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can mark that in the book. That's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me personally, I don't have a problem with him deciding for whatever reason, you know, it's time to move my family west and not just go west. Cause it's not like he just went west. I mean, this dude went to one of the most beloved franchises in all of sports.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Los Angeles Lakers. So not mad at him at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to see you know, what's going to come from it. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we've been hearing it all day. The league is better when certain teams are rocking. So the Knicks, the Lakers, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different vibe. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. I mean, they made a lot of moves today. You know what I'm saying? But as we know, you know, as basketball players, it looks good on paper. But we got to see what it's going to look like when they actually throw that ball in the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, like you always do, you made excellent points. Excellent points. I mean, obviously looking at it from a business standpoint, now you and I, you already know how I feel about the whole business aspect of the game. Obviously, it's a part of the game. It's a huge part of the game. But, you know, when we're talking about basketball, I don't particularly care for the business side of it, because when we sit down and we talk about basketball, we talk about in between those lines, business and everything else goes out the window, you know, in my opinion, for me anyway. But you made excellent points and stating that when it comes to business, not only is he a remarkable basketball player and will go down as one of the greatest to ever play the game, but he's also an incredible businessman. Business-minded, business-savvy, is you know, he's second to none. And if that's the reason why, and let me just say this, listen, everyone's going to have their opinions. Everyone's going to have their opinions. Everyone's going to have something to say, quote unquote. But that's the beauty of freedom of speech. That's the beauty of having your own opinion. You understand? Yeah. That's just the way that it is. I think for us, it may be a little different because we love to debate about the sport that we love. We're passionate about it, so we love to debate about it. So for us, it's like, listen, we're going to debate. We have our opinions, and that's just what it is. Nothing is written and etched in stone. But excellent businessman. Excellent businessman. And that may have very well been the reason why he chose to take his talents to Hollywood. You know, take his talents to L.A. Now, aside from that, aside from the business, and aside from Hollywood and film and everything else that has nothing to do with basketball, right? You know, I could care less about any of that stuff. You're laughing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. We've been going through this for how long now? Since 97?
No doubt, baby.
97, no 98? Doubt. Listen, this is what we do. Look.
You care less.
I can care less. Is it a major part of the game? Absolutely. Listen, you know what? Let me say this. You're a free agent. Heck, if I'm in their shoes, I'm a free agent, right? I'm going to do whatever works for me, what's best for me and my family. Absolutely. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it's a business. When they trade you 10 to 15 times, what do they say? Listen, it's a business, right? So look, free agents, go out there and try to get the best situation for you and your family, okay? Now, with that being said, aside from that, I don't care about the business. We're talking about basketball, right? When we're talking about basketball and we're talking about the who's who, and we're talking about, you know, what's what, I feel like when you're dealing with certain players of a certain echelon, of a certain the players that are amongst the elite that will go down in history as being named the greatest players that ever played the game. There are just certain things you just don't do when it comes to basketball. You understand? That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Cleveland, LeBron James is Cleveland. LeBron James will forever be Cleveland. As a matter of fact, LeBron James is Ohio. He's Akron. He's everything. He's everything that city and the state. He means everything to them. You understand? So his legacy is cemented there. His legacy is cemented there. Okay? No matter what they do, who they get, I don't care if they go out and they get the next Michael Jordan, the next Kobe Bryant. It will always be Cleveland LeBron James. Just like no matter who goes to Chicago, who's the first person you think about when you think about Chicago? Michael Jordan. Okay? The Los Angeles Lakers. You don't have one. You have a plethora of legends. Right? You have a plethora of legends. Kareem. Magic. You got Kobe. Right? Right? And so now what are you going to say now? Now we got LeBron? No. 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 To me, you understand what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to that, like, it's if you're talking about business, all right, cool. But we're not talking about basketball. We're talking about basketball. What are they going to do? They're going to retire his jersey?
Listen, man. All right, so your statement said if it was you and you had to make the best decision for you and your family, you right. Do what you got to do for you and your family.
Right.
Okay. So how is it that he can't make the best decision for him and his family?
Listen.
No matter what the reason is.
He could.
Because we don't know what the reason is. We don't know why he went there.
Of course not. We don't. But, and I don't like speaking in that whole, well, you know, we come from the era. I really don't like that. I don't want to sound like the old man, you know, that, you know, well, back in our day. No, it's that's not the case. But from your experience growing up, right? Growing up and watching the game,
right.
Studying the game, right? What you and I are accustomed to is you have a player, right? Granted, it's a different time. I understand that. It's a different era. I get that. Generation is totally different. I get that too. But we come from a place where if that player was that guy on that team with that franchise, 9 times out of 10, they finished out their storied career with that franchise. They didn't leave to say, I'm going to go play with so-and-so. I'm going to go play with this person. Now, granted, this time around, that's not the case. And you just said it. We don't know why. And, you know, and maybe we'll never know why. That's not our job is not try to figure that out. Our job, you know, is to, you know, give our opinion and pretty much debate on the subject. Now, we don't come from that. We come from, listen, Mike, Magic, Larry, Isaiah, Charles, whatever teams they played on those teams, and they tried to go at each other's necks no matter what. It wasn't.
Hold up.
It wasn't. That's like me. Okay. Yo, listen, look, I'm going to come play with you. No, we can be brothers. We're brothers. But at the end of the day, when we step on that court and we get in between them lines, right? I love you. You're my brother. But I'm going to kill you. That's just what it is. It's not like that anymore. Hence the whole, listen, what y'all doing over there? Oh, y'all got, oh, okay. They going over there. I'm coming over there too. Where's the competitive nature? Where's the competitive nature now?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, man, you talking about a bunch of different things all at once. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, this era is different. It is not like the generation that we grew up watching. It'll never be like the generation that we grew up watching. And as far as the ability to be able to move in free agency, them dudes didn't have that luxury of being able to move the way these dudes can move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, when Mike got a battle with Jerry Krause to get 30 mil for 1 year, and everybody's like, oh, I might get 30 mil for one That's his, that was his money that he should have got from, in the first place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing that I respect and I admire about LeBron and this generation, you know what I'm saying? They studied what did not go right from a business perspective with all the dudes that we love, with the Mikes, with the Magics, with the Charles, with the Patrick Ewings, the Reggie Millers. They studied that. You know what I'm saying? And now they figured out a way to capitalize, so much so that we got bums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They remain nameless.
Yeah.
That's getting paid $19 million a year, $20 million a year, et cetera, et cetera. So with that being said, the climate, and I know you hate this, but the climate of the time that we're playing in calls for dudes that would have been getting paid, I don't know, $4 million back in the days. Now, that $4 million is inflated to $16
million. That's a travesty.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a travesty.
Dudes that was getting the $100 million contracts, now they get $250 million contracts.
Lord of mercy.
You know what I'm saying? So the climate in the game is much different than it was, and it'll never be the same again.
Right.
The demand for the NBA is high. People are watching it. We're taking time out of our schedules to talk about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the climate is totally different. So as far as LeBron making a move, yes, there are a bunch of people that don't like it. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of people that are in an uproar about him moving again. It's like, oh, you moved the first time. Oh, now you got to move a second time. Oh, man, like, what you supposed to – listen, this kid did not take advantage of anything. He's playing the game by the rules.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? And the rules state I can go wherever I want to go when that time comes.
Yeah, okay. Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean – not to cut you off, but I just – before I forget, let me tell you something, man. We spoke about this already, all right? We did. Listen, if you guys haven't checked out our last episode, top five small forwards, in our opinion, of all time, LeBron James, number one. Number one. Okay? I mean, listen. Look, LeBron, first Ballot Hall of Famer, respect, you know, his work ethic. He's passionate about his craft, and I respect the decision. Do I like it? I don't like it. But who am I? Listen, it's just my opinion. And a lot of that, and I understand that, and I get it. I'm still stuck in and with that time. And you're absolutely right. This is a different time. But
different time,
though. Yeah, no. You're right. Time. You're right. But don't you think that kind of, I don't want to use the word screws up the game a bit, but
listen, when you're talking about astronomical numbers like that, human nature is going to kick in and it's going to screw up the game. You got Mike Conley sitting on the bench with shredded jeans.
What's up, Mike?
And multicolored flannels.
What's going on, Mike?
You know what I'm saying? Mike, what up, baby? But I'm just saying, I'm just talking about what you wear. You know what I'm saying? With wood bow ties. And he ain't worried about playing no ball because he got a bag coming. But, 30 million a year. Never was an all-star.
But that's my problem. Again.
But this is the climate that we in. Man. So he's supposed to say, well, no, I mean.
That's why I respect
it. Let me rephrase this. Mike Conley is not a bum.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
he's a solid pro point guard.
Yes, sir.
He's not
general.
A bum. But I'm talking about comparing him to the Chris Pauls, the Dame Lillards, the Russell Westbrooks, the Kyrie Irvings, the Steph Currys. You know what I'm saying? The Kembas. It's like he's not there. You know what I'm saying? So the climate that we're in calls for everybody to get a fair share of that pie. You know what I'm saying? And what that does is, for some, it motivates them.
Right.
And for others, let's be honest, these dudes been doing this since they was 5, 6 years old.
Yes, sir.
So now you get to a point now, you 26, 27, you've been rocking for 20 years right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got money now. You playing in a city where, you know, they care about ball, but it's not really, you know, it ain't really that much pressure. You know what I'm saying? You could go anywhere you want to go. You know what I'm saying? You set for life. You kind of feel like I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So it's only a handful. I'm talking about one hand. It's only a handful that's going to say, I'm still going to kill you because that's what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we can't control who does that and who doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have no control over that. That's up to the player. But the money that's being generated you know what I'm saying, it belongs to the players. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have somebody, you know what I'm saying, get a two-year, $18 million deal, and you're looking like, how? Why? What? You know what I'm saying? But that's the climate that we're in. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not right. Because who knows what Chuck's highest salary was? I don't know what Chuck, what was his biggest salary, but it was nothing compared to what these dudes is getting.
Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's, listen, the climate is totally different than it was. It's not the same climate that it was from back in the days. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you can't be upset with a person taking advantage of a rule that's in place,
right,
and they making it work to their advantage. Can't be mad at that. I'm breaking no rules.
No. Listen, by all means, you know, by all means, you have to do what you have to do, so to speak.
And let me add this too. And he still get busy. His numbers are still there.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's getting the paper. Some of these dudes is robbing teams at gunpoint.
But listen, there. Look, two guns.
No mask.
No mask.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I need 90 mil. I average 2 rebounds. You know what I'm saying? 3 points. You know what I'm saying? And I play 10 minutes a game. I need 90.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I need 90 mil.
Well, that's why I said that, you know, at the top of the show. LeBron, first ballot Hall of Fame. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Listen, look, if you know basketball, you love basketball, and you know the game, you know what LeBron James brings to the table, okay? I respect his decision. Do I like it? I don't like it. Why don't I like it? Because, again, we've gone through that. You know, we both come from that school, from that era, from that time, okay? But I get it. I understand. Times are different. But guess what? I will continue not to like it because, in a sense, and you pretty much made my point for me with that kind of mentality, with the whole, listen, look, let me just get what I can get and I'm good. It screws up the game because you get a lot of dots. And then what it also does is it weeds out.
It definitely weeds out.
You know what I mean? It weeds out who's who. You definitely can spot the, listen, all I care about is getting some red bottoms, some black bottoms, some purple bottoms, all color bottoms, getting some jeans, going to all white joint, all white party, and chilling. Yeah. You separate those dudes from the dudes that are, listen, like you said, when I see you, when we get on that court, I'm going to kill you. And every time I see you, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Since we're talking about what we don't like.
Yes, sir.
This era has proven to do a lot of things that we don't like, we don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? In your opinion, which one did you dislike more? Mm-hmm. LeBron going to the Lakers or Karl Malone and Gary Payton going to the Lakers?
Wow.
Because that wasn't in this era.
It wasn't our era. Right. Now, I mean, that's simple. Karl Malone and Gary Payton went and, listen, Karl Malone, the mailman, Gary Payton, the glove, Hall of Famers, top five at each of their positions.
Which one did you dislike more?
LeBron going to the Lakers.
Wow, that's tough.
You want me to explain it?
Can I explain it?
It's simple.
Explain it. You need to explain that one, son.
It's simple. Karl Malone and Gary Payton were 75 years old when they both went to the Lakers.
Even more of a reason to stay in Utah, stay in Seattle.
No, listen, it's different because they're already broken down. Their bodies are broken down.
So it's okay to leave when you can't walk, but you can't leave when you can still bang it?
But you know what? This is the thing. LeBron's legacy is already cemented, period.
Theirs was too.
It was. They're chasing rings. They're so that's okay. Rings.
They can chase rings, but he can't.
He's not chasing a ring. He got 3 rings.
We don't know what he's doing. Listen, he didn't tell us why he went there.
I'll tell you this. He can't be chasing a ring. He can't be chasing a ring.
We don't know why he went there.
All right.
We don't.
No. I think LeBron leaving Cleveland and going to L.A. to me is worse than Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
No, it's not because
LeBron James meant more to Cleveland than both of those dudes meant to those teams they play for.
Listen, I've been to Utah. They got a street named after Karl Malone, son.
Listen, it's Utah. Ain't nothing in Utah. It's about five population of five. Come on, man. Stop it.
Listen, man. Come on. No, you can't say he meant more to Cleveland than they meant to Utah and Seattle.
Why not? Listen. Nah, you can't say that. I'm talking about in terms of what he brought to the city. You don't think
he gave them a ring? He gave them a ring.
So you
he gave Cleveland a ring.
He did.
He
yes,
got
he
a
did.
Ring.
Right.
Why does he have to stay there the rest of his life?
Listen,
he got to stay there the rest of his life.
I like to see him finish out his career in Cleveland. He came back home. I like to see him retire as a Cavalier. That's all.
He did his job, man. He don't owe that city nothing, man. He don't owe them nothing.
Well, you know what? I respect it. When it's all said and done, I respect it. I respect it. GP.
Let me tell you why I think this is a good move, either way. Even though you tight about the move that he makes, you called me last night wilding. I thought you was gonna tell the people what you said, but you ain't wanna do it. It's all good. I'm not gonna say nothing, right? I thought somebody died last night, by the way, when you called me. No, I'm dead serious. I'm like, somebody died.
No, I was upset.
Anyway.
I was upset.
Nah, I know you tight. But here's the thing. What he did for his city. On the court, off the court, dealing with an owner who he didn't bang with like that, still winning the championship. Granted, Kyrie was there. Kevin Love was there. We're not talking about that. He was the main dude. He brought the championship back to Cleveland. He should be able to go wherever he wants to go.
See, you're setting up.
He did his job.
You're right, but you're
setting up. You know how hard it is to win one championship?
Yeah. You're setting up. I mean, and we have tons of crates of episodes, you know, that in the near future. But you're just setting up for another debate, because you said forget about Kyrie. We're not talking about Kyrie, but LeBron bought Cleveland a ring. Listen, I don't want to go off topic, but if Kyrie doesn't play, do they win that ring?
I mean, that's like saying if Scottie ain't played, win a ring.
Listen, we're not talking about
Scottie. You can deal with semantics all day.
I'm just, okay, well, whatever.
Like saying if Andre Iguodala didn't play, Willie, you know what I'm saying? It's like you could pick whoever you want to pick.
Listen.
But he was the MVP of that.
I think Kyrie should have been MVP, but I mean, that's another story.
Should have been, but they didn't get it.
That's
like
story.
That probably should have been this time and Kevin Durant got it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could nitpick with that stuff all day.
Definitely.
My point is, what I'm trying to say is he doesn't owe the city anything. He doesn't owe the city anything.
Nah.
He should be able to go wherever he wants to go.
Oh, good. Yeah, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Great point.
He should be able to move.
Great point.
He should be able to move. Like, he don't got to stay. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this dude is doing everything right. You know what I'm saying? As far as the rules are concerned. Now, people might say, oh, well, you know, he want to go to different teams and this and that. Listen, man. You know what I'm saying? He's taking advantage of an opportunity.
Mm.
And it says if I'm a free agent,
right.
I can go.
Right.
I don't have to sit.
Right.
I don't got to wait till y'all trade me.
Right.
Then I go when I'm broken down. No, I'm healthy. I'm still banging it.
I'm
at the top of my game.
I respect it.
I can break out.
I respect it. But
yeah.
But again, you know, my opinion is my opinion, and I feel the way that I do simply because of again where we come from. Now we're talking about this, right? We're talking about this and this particular topic. I get a text saying DeMarcus Cousins has signed with the Golden State Warriors. So now, and I'm
–
listen, look, I just got a text.
Nah.
He said, nah. Yes, I'm telling you. Golden State Warriors have agreed to sign four-time All-Star center DeMarcus Cousins. Ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Now, this is just – This is just blasphemous.
Wow.
It's ridiculous now.
Wow.
Come on. So
hold on. So he's going in straight up, no trade, no nothing.
Listen, it's saying here that they've agreed to sign him. He signed the four-time All-Star center DeMarcus Cousins, told by Yahoo. Listen, it's not a joke. This can't be a joke. Right. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad this popped up on my phone while we're having this discussion.
No doubt.
Okay. It goes to show you exactly what we're talking about. The point that I was trying to drive home. This is ridiculous. Come on.
Listen, now here's the thing. Now let me ask you this.
I'm listening.
With all of these moves being made and dudes
right.
teaming up,
right.
Because, you know, nobody, you know, we don't like that. We want to see dudes compete. We want to see dudes play against each other. But is all of this teaming up going to make you stop watching?
Absolutely not. NBA? Come on, man. Listen.
Okay. No. That's all that matters.
No, absolutely not.
That's all that matters.
But what it does is, this is what it does. It leaves a sour taste in your mouth. Yeah, you listen. I mean, come on.
I mean, listen. This is not our.
Absolutely.
You know, our uncle's
NBA. No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the same.
Right. It's not that.
Oh, man, that. You know what I'm saying?
Those were the good old days. But this, listen. Look.
Not that.
Listen to me. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, if you know anything about basketball, if you're listening to us, and I'm sure you know a lot about basketball, right? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins, Draymond Green. Does that make any sense?
Listen.
Doesn't make any sense.
They still got to play, man.
Oh, yeah.
They still got to play. Ain't no guarantees.
Yes, sir.
They still got to play. Yes, sir.
But again, you, like you always do, you drove another excellent point home. This is the climate. This is the era. This is generation.
That's just what it is.
Will I ever adapt to it? Probably not. But, I mean, listen, you know, it is what it is.
But Golden State, and I'm going to look into it a little bit more, Golden State grabbing him was a chess move because you can't let him go to L.A.
Of course it was. You know that. Yeah,
both
know that.
They probably said, let's grab this dude. We'll figure it out later. Right. We can't be playing against him.
Right. And that also, maybe that leaves the door open for Kawhi now to potentially land in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, man. Just be keeping it a buck.
Yo, man.
We trying to get syndicated. Listen, I'm not scared of him going to L.A., man.
Neither am I.
I don't feel like.
Neither am I.
You know, and look, one of the top players in the league, statistically.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? His peers respect him. But as we can see, they respect everybody. So can't really go by that. But I'm not him going to LA with LeBron. I'm not. That doesn't intimidate me.
I agree. At all. No, so I agree.
If he wants to go, let him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that doesn't intimidate me.
Right.
But Golden State grabbing DeMarcus is a straight chess move.
Of course, we know that.
And now we know for sure. That core four, Draymond, Klay, Kevin Durant, Steph, at some point, that's going to be broken up.
Of course, yes.
It has
definitely.
To be. Financially, it has
definitely.
To be broken
definitely.
Up.
Definitely,
so
agree.
Now we know that's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? That it's going to break up. You know, but, I mean, at the end of the day, man, look, it's the wild, wild west, man.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? The money is flowing. You know, the league is at an all-time high. We talking about the league in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just the climate. But at the end of the day, there's only a handful of kids that's going to say, you know what? I got all the paper in the world. I don't need no more money. I'm set for life. My mom's set for life. My great-grandkids are set. But I'm still going to kill you.
Right.
Though.
Right.
And that's not a lot. It's not a lot of kids that's like
that's
that.
The,
you know what I'm saying?
And that. For us, that's the essence of it all. That's the foundation of it all. You understand when you said it and you touched on it. When you start out playing 5, 6 years old and you've been playing your entire life, you know, it's not about the money. It's not about the accolades. It's about killing whoever's in front of you.
Right.
That's what it's about for those type of individuals that think the way we do and that come from the eras that we come from and the eras before us. You understand? It's a game and it's a competitive game before anything. Now, factor in all those other things, like we both touched on, it separates the average from the good, to the greats. Because like you said, you can get paid and say, I'm good. I'm all right. I was having a conversation with one of my best friends, man, with Ben Chopin, who's now currently an assistant coach at Nassau Community College, coach at LaGuardia Community College, won, if I'm not mistaken, 2 CUNY championships, also coached at Forest Hills High School, coached current NBA player, Maurice Harkless, who plays for the Portland Trailblazers, and also coached Hamidou Diallo, who got drafted by the Brooklyn Nets and then traded to the Bobcats and then got traded to OKC, knows a thing or two about the sport. We were talking, and he told me, he broke down the numbers, and he said, not mentioning any names, but a certain player that he knows, let's say the certain player signed a 4-year deal for $10 million. This individual brings home $92,000 every 2 weeks. $92,000 every 2 weeks. Do the math, ladies and gentlemen. Do the math. Now, I say that to say what? That type of money that has been given to someone who has never seen that type of money before, right, will make that person say, a lot of these guys say, you know what, forget about the game. I don't care about the game now. I'm set for life. I'm getting 90 grand every 2 weeks. Are you kidding me? I could buy all the Bentleys. I could buy all the red bottoms I want. I'm set for life. I don't care about the game anymore. You know? So it's definitely a different time, definitely a different era, and most certainly a different generation.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
LeBron going to LA. Mm-hmm. It's been well documented that every superstar, with the exception of Elgin Baylor,
right,
has won a championship.
Right.
In LA.
Right.
Two part question.
Right.
Will he win a championship in LA?
Mm.
And if he doesn't win a championship in LA,
right,
how does that look on his resume? Is it a stain or not?
If he doesn't win a championship in LA, absolutely not. It's not a stain. It's not a stain. Because LeBron, like I said before, has cemented his legacy. LeBron will go down as one of the greatest players to ever play the game. Had he not won any championships, he would have still went down as one of the greatest players to ever play the game. It would have just been, he's one of the greatest players that ever played the game to never win a championship. But he has 3. And a lot of people like to say 2 of those have asterisks next to them. That's a whole nother, you know, topic.
So you're saying one is Kyrie's and the other one is D-Wade's.
A lot of people, like to say the 2 that he got in Miami, you know, this whole shouldn't count because he went to Miami to get 2 rings. And had he stayed in Cleveland, I mean, listen, we go on and on and on. The fact of the matter is, the man has 3 rings. If he goes to L.A., he's going to L.A. If he doesn't win a ring in L.A., does that stain his legacy, or does that tarnish, you know, who he is? If he doesn't win a championship, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, and I already made my point. I don't like the fact that he's going to L.A. because LeBron is Cleveland, you know. And ideally, you know, I would like to see him retire in Cleveland because that's him. That's his city. You know what I mean? But we already, you know, and we've already gone through that. Now, will he win a championship in LA? Wow. No. I don't think he'll win a championship in LA solely because the West is only getting stronger. We just, you know, if you're listening, DeMarcus Cousins is signing with Golden State. You know, now, granted, like Slim said, on paper, you know, it's just like, it's mind-blowing, mind-boggling, incomprehensible. It's just, you know, you can't understand it. But we have to see what it looks like on the court.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, everybody knows, and we know this from playing ball coming up, if you pick a team and somehow when you pick a team, if four out of the 10 dudes on your team in the park happen to be the best dudes, it used to be something that we used to say growing up. He's like, oh, that's a slaughter.
That's a slaughter.
Right. Nah, we can't do that. That's a slaughter. Right. So when that would happen, either we would reassemble the team.
There you go.
Or somebody would say, nah, let them keep them. Y'all stay.
Yes, sir.
We'll play against y'all.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And that's where that competitive nature comes in.
Yes, sir.
And then you score 1 point, you get a stop, you score another point, you get another stop. Then you see dudes talking to each other. Then you get another stop, you score again. Then you see dudes arguing. And then it's like, yo, they arguing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, so y'all got all them dudes, y'all still couldn't win.
Yes, sir.
So my point is that who's going to be the one to say, and I already know who's going to be the one. You know what I'm saying? And you know too. You know what I'm saying? It's only one dog left. You know what I'm saying? In the league.
Yeah.
He's a pit bull too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He wear bell bottoms when he wants. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he might wear a white beater with a baseball cap. Or he might wear a cowboy hat with some ones.
Yes, sir.
But at the end of the day, when he step between them lines, you know what I'm saying? That boy from Cali with that number zero.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Westbrook.
Yes, sir.
He don't care about none of
that. No, he doesn't.
None of that. You know what I'm saying?
As a matter of fact, he loves it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, y'all want to go. That's what you want. Go ahead. Go. We good now. Yeah, we'll keep Hoodie Mello. Yeah, come on, Paul. You know what I'm saying? We going to fight whoever we going to fight against. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be ready. He's not the only one.
No.
But as far as that whole demonstrative, I don't care about none of this. I ain't giving nobody no pound. None of that. He has that with him.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
hearing
sir.
About all these dudes, you know what I'm saying, teaming up. Listen, I understand the business of it. I get it. But it grinds my soul to hear it. I couldn't even believe it. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay. It is what it is. But at some point, when you put all the money in the bank,
right,
you can't bring the car on the layup line, right? You can't bring the car to the layup line. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can't wear your bracelet. You know what I'm saying? When you shoot a free throw. Right. So now it's like, at some point, when is it just going to be, I'm just going to kill you just because this is what we do when we get on this court. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, you know, but with all that being said, it's a different climate. It's a lot of money. Everybody's happy. They so happy that they don't care about none of the stuff that meant nothing to us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dudes picking each other up off the floor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They smiling, talking to each other in playoff games. You know what I'm saying? It's a different climate, man. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to hope that order is restored in some type of organic way. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. Because if not, I'm telling you, we're going to be watching Big Three basketball. No, I'm serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
we're going to be watching Trilogy against Powell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every Friday
night.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Three's Company and all that. BD getting busy,
too. Oh, yeah. Listen, come on. Well, come on, man. Baron Davis is a legend. Yeah. I will start the coalition, too. I will start it. I will start the coalition, and I will lead it. Because
Ice Cube, shout out, baby. Shout out to you, man.
What's going on, Q? You're
doing phenomenal things with the Big Three, but it's getting to the point where it's like, yo, like, you know, it's almost like a wrestling element. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment.
It doesn't make any sense. But we are going to leave on this note. Do understand that, you know, DeMarcus Cousins signing with Golden State only means added pressure for Golden State. Okay? Russell Westbrook is sitting in OKC and he's saying to himself, listen, like you said, okay, everybody can go and play with everybody all they want. All you're doing is adding pressure on yourselves. We don't have any pressure. They're probably picking us to finish 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th in the West. That's good. No pressure is good pressure. Okay, because we're not under the microscope. You guys have five all-stars.
Right.
Five legit all-stars.
With three MVP candidates.
Man, and five legit future Hall of Famers. Okay? Yep. So now, that might, and it eventually will overshadow LeBron going to L.A. because LeBron's going to L.A. with Lance, Rondo.
This move right here.
Come on, man.
Already overshadowed what Sun did
yesterday. Right. Forget about
just that one.
Forget about LeBron going to LA. DeMarcus Cousins is headed to Golden State. So now, this is what it does because you have media, you have people that like to scrutinize, you have people that like to criticize. With a team like that, you know what they're gonna say? Oh, they should be able to win 15 championships. Yeah. They should be able to win 50. They should be able to win 20 championships. You know, now you're going to set unrealistic expectations and goals because of a roster that was assembled. You understand? And again, all that does is adds pressure to already, I think, what where there was already pressure, you know, prior. So, you know, with that being said, again, on paper, it looks ridiculous. But we still have to see what the product looks like, excuse me, so to speak, right. when they get on the floor and it's time to get in between them lines.
Yeah.
You know, interesting, you know, very, very interesting, very interesting, very interesting. But again, our time is up. And of course, it it always is. It was a pleasure chopping it up, kicking it. With my brother, my guy, K. Jamal, a.k.a. Slim, a.k.a. Ice, a.k.a. Slick, you know, Monica on top of Monica. This is, you know, we appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to us because as you can see and you can tell, you know, this is what we love to do. You know, this is just what – this basically our passion. You know, we grew up doing this, and this for us, this is our vice. This is our – home away from home, so to speak. And all thanks, much respect, tons of salutes, you know, goes out to each and every one of our listeners, people that are taking precious time out of their hectic schedules to tune in and listen to us, people that are following the page, A-Game Podcast, people that are following my brother's page, you know, K. Jamal, the real brand. K, you know, Empire Within, you know, we appreciate it, you know, immensely. We're going to continue to keep grinding, keep working. We got tons of heat. And, you know, again, we just want to thank you guys for all the support. Slim, any parting shots?
Yeah, just echoing those same sentiments as always, man. You know, we cannot say thank you enough. I think thank you is two words that people overlook. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot underestimate the value of sharing your gratitude for somebody supporting what you're doing. This is a labor of love for us. You know what I'm saying? This dude called me last night, not for no podcast episode, but because this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? So we turned that conversation into an episode. And, you know, we're just grateful for a platform to do this. And we're grateful for the basketball community that supports us from the professional level all the way down to dudes that think they nice. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, at the end of the day, we appreciate all the support. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't go unnoticed. And it allows us to be able to do what we love, you know what I'm saying, on a stage that, you know, we wouldn't have had it not been for this app. You know what I'm saying? So thank you all for everything that you've done so far.
Absolutely. And before we sign off, I want to give a special shout out to our guys, Jamon Bolton, over at Sports Drama Entertainment. Our guy, Cal Griffin, over at All Things Hoops. You know,
Cal, what up, baby?
Yeah. JB, what's going on? Cal, what's going on? Shout out to those guys. Much respect, much love. Salute to them. And salute to, again, every single person that has subscribed, every single person that's following, every single person that's tuning in and listening. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for all the support. On that note, we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.